Welcome to Shulman Shova and the Daf Shir sponsor Linishmas Ayin B'Yakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Yud Aleph brings that Mishemesu Nevi'im Achronim Chagai Zechayu Malochim Nistal Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael V'Al Pichen Mishtam Shem Be'Baskel. Ruach HaKodesh, and we'll see in a moment what it means Ruach HaKodesh, but some aspect of Nevu has gone, and what we have instead is a Baskel. Tosis over here explains, what is a Baskel? So he says, you don't hear the actual koil ha-yotze min ha-shamayim. Ela mitoich ha-toy koil yotze koil acher. Meaning it sounds like an echo. It's not a direct voice of shamayim, but it's a voice that comes from a voice, and that's what's called a baskel. The Maharal explains, over here in Chidush HaGodos, so why is it called baskel, why not ben koil? So he said like this, when you have the voice itself, it's called koil. But when the koil is not coming out, it's coming only the conclusion, meaning as if the voice was said in Shamayim, and now it's coming out the result. A result always referred to more to a daughter than a son. A son is a standalone entity. A daughter is misyaches to her father, like we say, bas ployni, leployni. The daughter, her whole most until she marries somebody, is that she's the daughter of this person. That's what you call her. So I want to say that there's a conclusion in Shamayim, and that's the result. It's not a standalone thing. It's what it said in Shamayim, but I didn't say the saying. I just saw the conclusion. That's why it's called a baskoil. So according to the Maharal, it's not the koil itself. It's the result, and the result we call a bas. Both the Gilyoy Nashas of Yevayger and the Gilyoy Nashas of Yosef Engel send us here to the Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos Perek Tzayin Mishnah Vov, where it says, when you heard a baskoil. And the other thing is, goes on to say, why is it called a baskoil? Because I want to say, the koil, when you hear the actual koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the nevuah, that's the strong voice. But I want to say here, it's a weaker voice. That's what's called Loshon Bas. Bas is Loshon weakness. It brings a few examples that by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Toshash koichoy kenekevo. I want to say it's not as strong. I use a Loshon Kevo. So I want to say over here that the koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not as strong, so I called a bas koil. The Maritz Chayas over here, in the end of the Gemara, he first of all brings examples of baskel. One of the cases of baskel is that you go and ask a child, psoik li psukho, tell me the pasuk you just read. So this is not a nevuah directly from Shemaim, but if the child just learned this thing right now, so that's an indication that I have your baskel. And he adds, in the name of the Rosh, that what is it called baskel? Bas is Loshon Amido, meaning it's something that not everybody hears. Only specific people can hear a baskel. He says, Loshon Bas is Loshon Mido, Alpaim Bas Yochil. Bas is a measurement. So we found here a few explanations in the Achronim why it's called a baskel, either because it's the result, like the Maharal, or because it's weak, like a Tosfos Yontif, or because it's measured, like the Maritz Chayas. The Rabbeinu B'chaye, in Parshas Zos HaBrocho, he brings that there's four levels of nevuah. He brings a discussion, machlokes between the Ramban and himself, is the highest level a nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh? Is nevuah number one, Ruach HaKodesh number two? According to Ramban, Ruach HaKodesh number one, and nevuah is number two. But then number three is Urim V'Tumim, and number four is Baskoil. And he explains that's the reason Ein Mashgichim Mevaskoil. What does it mean, Mishkim Vaskoil? When you have a contradiction between a baskoil and the Divri Nevuah, so I don't go bas of the baskoil, because the baskoil is only number four Nevuah. And he goes there to explain why it's called bas al pi Kabbalah. But Kolponim, we learn from here, the baskoil is some level of Nevuah, but it's not the actual Nevuah, it's something less than that. And here, this thing connects to the Moed that we're standing in, the Moed of Chanukah. Because the Gemara says, when do we use a baskoil? After the Nevi'im went away, after Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. And the baskel is the remainder. We don't have Nevu anymore, but we have something that's left. Ke'edua b'sfarim, many of the Sfarim speak about it. The idea of the whole Chanukah is, the Chiddush of Chanukah is the Chiddush of what Bayis Sheni is all about. Because once Bayis Rishon was finished, was destroyed, we had to have a new Bayis, the Bayis Sheni, did not have all the Nisi the Bayis Rishon had. There was no Nevuah, and there was no Urim V'Tumim. And it seemed to be like we don't have much. But Chagai in his Nevuah said, Godol Yek for the Bayis HaAchroi Min HaRishon. you should know that by Shein you will have a greatness that by Zusha does not have. Where is the grace in Mizgale? The greatness of Mizgale in Chanukah, when the Koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh came to the world. When our soul were able to regain, to hold on to the ability to connect to the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah that they're learning. And that's the Baskel that we mentioned over here. There are Chachamim to get to the level that they're through their Torah, they're able to connect to a Nevuah, some level of Nevuah, which is called a Baskel. That's the Nechama of Chanukah, which belongs to Bayis Sheni. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.